Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a guest. He's new to the show, but what he does is not new to the show. And we're going to bring him on right away because I've asked him if he would mind doing our prayer this morning. And then when he's done, I'm going to have a little monologue, and I will introduce him, and we'll hit the floor running after that. So Don Buckner is our guest today. I'm going to have him. He is with Made in America, and I'm going to have him lead us in prayer this morning. Don, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have you with us. Why don't you go ahead and get us started?
Okay, Lord, we're just so thankful to have the opportunity to live in this country. Then we have the freedoms that we have. We pray for the people that are infected with this virus, and we pray for those that are in fear, that the fear leaves us, and we pray that this virus leaves us very quickly, Lord. And we pray for healing of this, not only of our bodies, but our minds and our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to share a story here in my monologue, and I've titled it, How Do You Give Bad News? There isn't a one of us that hasn't been the recipient or the disher outer of bad news. I've told this story before, and while at this very moment it felt like the end of the world, it obviously wasn't. It was a very cold December day. My four-year-old and I were returning from town. I had been to a doctor's appointment as I was in the last month of my pregnancy. The other three children were at home. There was a flat river area, river bottom, as we approached into the farmstead just before I made my turn off. And as I was approaching on this flat, I saw my dad there on the side of the road standing by his car. Now, remember, this was freezing cold temperatures. I pulled over to see what was wrong. I looked. It didn't look to me like he had a flat tire. And when Daddy approached the window of my car, I asked, what's wrong, Daddy? What's going on? He said, honey, there's no way to say this but to just say it. Your house burned down today. I was obviously stunned. Now, for those who remember, the 80s was not a good time on the farm. It was very lean. I trembled and I said, what else could possibly go wrong, Daddy? And he stated, maybe this is just it. He continued to tell me that my older children were fine and they were home from school and they were at his house and that my husband was still at the house with the fire department and he would come later and I was to follow him home. I was obviously broken and distressed and my four-year-old looked at me and he said, don't worry, Mommy, the firemen will fix it. Oh, the heart of a child. Now, the story isn't about me, but the bearer of the bad news. I saw the pain in my daddy's face, and I heard the pain in his voice. How long had he been waiting for me there along the side of the road in that freezing cold? I was a grown woman, yet I was still his little girl. He knew, as he waited there on that road, that I was facing grief and sorrow, and life changing. Whether you're the recipient or the bearer of bad news, sometimes there's no other way but to give it to them straight. Just rip it off like a Band-Aid, as the old saying goes. I've watched interviews the last week or two of business owners grieving because of the loss of their businesses and laying off their employees. Many of them were friends and loved ones that they felt responsible for. How do you give people bad news? I watched yesterday as President Donald Trump stood there. I could see the pain and the sincerity in his voice as he was bracing a people. He warned us that the weeks ahead were going to be painful and rough. This pandemic is going to be life-changing for many Americans, really for all Americans. Facing grief and tragedy is never an easy task. Making changes in our lives is always difficult. After the fire, the next hours, the next days, the next weeks were very humbling, as if you were standing there naked. Churches, friends, communities, excuse me, they all came to our aid. They pulled from their own extra things out of their kitchen, clothes their children had outgrown. And some of them actually went shopping. The immediate needs of this family, this very young family, had to be met. December 16th is a day I'll never forget. I still cry sometimes at the event, but it had not been for that and a whole lot of God in my life, I would not be here today. By the way, January brought a new life, a new hope to the Schoenberg family with a healthy baby boy, number 5. Yes, our lives were turned upside down in tragedy, but God has never and never will leave us. He was always present. For such a time as this, many Americans are now facing challenges of a lifetime right now, and the party lines are melting. They're insignificant in the hearts of America. Well, not those in D.C., but the real Americans, the ones who make this nation great. I talked yesterday about the pandemic being America's Poseidon adventure. There's got to be a morning after, and there will be a morning after. We will come out of this. America will emerge at the top of the bottom of this tragedy. We have turned upside down this land, this world. But I'm looking at the silver lining, not the tragedy. Just like the new birth in January many, many years ago. I believe America will find ourselves, much like the Poseidon adventure, a new nation. You know, we're still a new, we're still a young nation. I believe we will all have a better appreciation for one another, for God, for country, for countrymen, our families, for one another, for our, again, our jobs, our talents, our businesses, for American made, for made in America, the American worker and our who are stubborn and capable. Their skills are beyond compare to anyone else. Our way of thinking larger and bigger than others, knowing that the private sector can work, outwork the government any day. If we make it here, we buy it here, we are safer here, wiser and wealthier here in a nation. Don Buckner is my guest today. He's no stranger to success in his business and has been in the manufacturing industry for over 30 years. In 1997, he launched Vactron Equipment. He was awarded the 2000 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Construction for Florida Made in America Expo is what we will talk about today. The expo, I think, has been put on hold for now because of this pandemic. But Made in America is going to always be Made in America. How are you doing, Don? Thank you for leading us in prayer, by the way, this morning. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here, and I love your story. It's the struggles that make us stronger.
It absolutely is. You know, there's an old song. I love gospel music. There's an old song about it. It's the winds that blow, the rain that makes the flowers grow. It's all those things in our lives that, you know, they're difficult to put up with, but they do make us stronger, and they teach us lessons. I think we're learning a lot right now. It's tough. It's tough. I mean, I could see the pain in the president's face yesterday.
Yeah, it definitely was. He had a different stature about him yesterday.
I thought so, too. I wondered if I was the only one who noticed that. And I think that might have been why he let the questions go on for so long. He wasn't worried about those journalists so much as he was worried about Americans out there, because we're all watching. We're all listening. We all want to hear something. He said, I want to be positive. And he said, I am a positive. I'm an optimistic person. But the straight truth is the next few weeks are going to be painful. And, you know, when we see the pictures of these hospitals going up, and they showed us the hospital, Navy hospital that's there in New York, I mean, you can't help but think, is this our nation? What's going on? But America is strong. I hear the music. We're going into a break. When we come back, I promise I'm going to let Don do some talking. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are going to be stronger, America, and we will be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring an America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Don Buckner. I think he's got, you know, I had a tickle in my throat and you're coughing. We all sound like we got the virus. I wanted to talk about the Made in America. You had the first annual expo last year, and one thing that impressed me, Dawn, and right now I think this is something everyone needs to know. We can't go to church. They're not letting us go to church. All kinds of things are being disrupted in our families, in our households. But I have attended. I didn't get to come, but I've attended many conferences, and I don't remember them ever having a praise service. And Made in America had a praise service. I wanted to talk just a little bit about that. I didn't get to ask you about that yesterday when we visited on the phone, but I wanted to talk just a little bit about that.
So thank you for bringing that up. So on Sunday we had what we called an In God We Trust service, and mm-hmm. we had Ted Cruz's dad actually come and teach. If you've ever heard him, Pastor Cruz is amazing. And we had a pretty large crowd there, and we had a praise and worship team, and it was fantastic. We actually had, when he gave the altar call, we had 30 people raise their hand. It was amazing.
Amen. Wow. Amen. That's awesome. You know, it wasn't just a praise service. You had church.
We had church.
You had church. You know, right now, I was telling my husband a couple of weeks ago when they were canceling the churches, you know, for everyone's safety. And I live in a rural area, and a lot of the people that are in my church, I have to say this, they're elderly. They're a lot older than I am, so they're elderly. And, you know, they don't really need to be getting out a lot of times anyway, even in the winter. They'll be the ones that try to get out when they're the ones that should stay in. But I said, I remember when I was a kid, one year, my dad was involved in the Easter service, and they decided to do the early service, but they did it as a drive-in, a drive-up. And so they had speakers set up outside, and they played music off of a record. I remember, I think it was Stuart Hamlin, you know, they had, were you there when they crucified? And they had the preacher, and they read scripture, but you just roll down your windows, and you listen to it. And then they, you know, came in later for the actual church service. I think they might have had a breakfast. I don't remember. I was just a little kid. But I remember it rained, and it was really tough to even roll down the windows because it was raining. Then I told my husband, that's what people should be doing. We should set up the speakers and have a parking lot service, you know. Let them sit in their cars and listen to the church. And he just kind of scoffed at me and laughed. But I saw this week where there's some churches doing that. I thought that was pretty cool.
You know, America, we adapt, and that's one of the things that we adjust. And there, are, you know, in these times of the technology, like for instance, my church, he had church on three different platforms. He had it on the website, he had it on Facebook, and he had it on something else, which I don't even remember what it was. But we actually had a higher attendance or a higher viewership than we did usually have in service, and so it's quite interesting. And so, you know, one of the interesting things is that we may see a revival of sorts when people get in these situations. Many times they turn to Christ as a desperate measure, which is kind of sad, but, you know.
That's human nature, unfortunately.
Right. That's right. Yeah. We use him as a
lifeline.
Right.
I remember before the pandemic, I remember a few months ago, I was saying our morning prayer here, and I realized it's a dangerous thing to say, whatever it takes, Lord, to bring us home.
That's it.
And sometimes it takes tragedy. Now everybody's going to blame it on me. No wonder they're blaming it on the Christians, you know. But it, you know, sometimes it takes. We have to get hit in the head to realize, to shake the brain a little bit to make us think. And, you know, we've been pretty oblivious here in the United States. We haven't suffered too much. And, you know, even our poor are richer than the poor in other nations. And that doesn't mean we want to have poor. We have too many homeless today. We have too many poor people. And now we're really going to suffer economically. And I kind of wanted to talk about that. I think you probably got a better grasp of that than even I do. It's hitting home for everyone. I think I mentioned that to you yesterday. And you said, yeah, markets are just stopping. People aren't, they're just not going to do anything, you know. And those who, you know, contracts can't be met now because of lack of revenue for everybody. Things have just come to a sudden stop. You know, that stoplight was there and we had to come to a screeching halt. And I think that America, because like you said, we adapt. You know, there's always a turning point. I know I'm talking too much. I want to let you talk. But when that house burned down, as I mentioned, times were slim right there. My husband was already doing work on the side to try and make ends meet. And he was doing construction work. Well, he's got quite the God-given talent for that. And that's what we ended up selling the farm after that, moving to town. And he went in full-time construction. He just retired two years ago. And so it's, you know, it's been an adaption here in our lives. And, you know, I think about my children and where they would have been. And Rudy was asking me today if I could go back and change it, would I? And I said, you know, I don't think I would. I don't think I would. But it was painful, but I don't think I would change it. Now, I don't like lives being taken in this pandemic, but I think it's going to be a turning point for America, and I'm going to just pass that over to you and let you take that.
No, it's similar, very similar, if not more dramatic than 9/11. Mm-hmm. 9/11 was, this is a slow and painful process versus 9/11, which was very dramatic. This one's the drama on this one is going to drag out for quite a while. And it,
yes.
we're living history. We're living in history. And this is actually marking time. So it'll be before the pandemic or after the pandemic. That's how we will identify things that have happened in our lives. And so interesting concept. We, on the Made in America side, so we're madeinamerica.com and madeinamerica.org. The .com side has several functions. One, as you mentioned earlier, is a trade show or a convention that we're going to have in Detroit in the first part of October. The last one we had, which was the very first year in Indianapolis, we had 270 manufacturers come and celebrate U.S. manufacturing and show their products. It was a huge hit. Never before have that many U.S. manufacturers been assembled under all shapes, all sizes, from all parts of the country, making all kinds of products under the umbrella of being made in America. So there was a lot of pride, a lot of patriotic pride that happened at that show. So we created or started a community of these manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And we have two focuses. One is to help support, stimulate, facilitate anything that those manufacturers may need to satisfy whatever that is. And the other is on the .org side, madeinamerica.org, is to educate Americans the importance of buying American-made products and the manufacturers. So they're the U.S. consumer base, which nobody talks about, is the single most powerful economic force on this planet. If the U.S. consumer base is in panic mode and withdraws their spending, which they're doing now, the world will actually see a depression, a recession for sure. But if the consumer confidence is very high here in the United States, the world sees a lot of success. So consumer confidence and how those consumers spend each and every one of those American dollars determines the future of this country. So you mentioned trade and free trade and how all that happened. Actually, it happened in the very last year of President Clinton's reign, if you will, in 2000. So he signed, after Congress approved, what's called permanent most favored trade status. So almost immediately, we started losing those 6 million jobs that you mentioned earlier, and thousands and thousands of communities were devastated. So the idea that the free trade experiment, as I like to call it, was a failure, was a huge failure. So right there, we started the loss of not only the jobs and the sovereignty and the wealth of this country, but the future of this country was definitely in jeopardy. So, fortunately, we have a president, like him or not, he has America's heart first. And the policies that are being put in place are very beneficial to this country. We have to reinstall those tariffs that were taken down in 2000. Those tariffs were in place for 50-plus years, and those tariffs protected U.S. manufacturers for the ability to be able to compete on a level playing field. And so those tariffs have to be reinstalled. We also have to convince. So there's two ways to change consumer behavior. And currently consumer behavior puts a priority on price. And the secondary is quality. And we want to add a third one, which is country of origin. So if somebody will, they will take the time and energy to just turn it over, kind of like organic. When you buy organic, you're reading the label. Same thing. Figure out where that thing's made, where that product's made, and make
labels
that
are important.
Part of your determination.
Let me hold you to a stop there. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Consumers matter.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Speaking of Made in America, real quick, I'm going to give a little promo plug here. My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. I didn't hear him mention it. You know, he led us in prayer the other day. I was very, very impressed, and I kind of got a big chuckle out of those that were complaining about it. But today, I believe, is National Pillow Fight Day. Now, while everybody's cooped up inside, I know that they have some old pillows somewhere down there, and they need to let everybody go outside and just let it loose. Not with everyone. Just keep your family pillow fight in your family and just have at it. That would be a great relief for everybody today. Go have a pillow fight. I wonder if my husband would do that.
Yeah, and then go buy some new pillows.
And yeah, they go buy some new pillows, absolutely. My pillow. National Pillow Fight Day. Everybody loves a good pillow fight. We were going to end that break. You were talking about the tariffs that were there to protect the American people and American industry, and you talked about cool. Now, that's not an unheard of topic on this show. We have RCAF USA, Bill Bullard on periodically, and we talk about the country of origin labeling. And it's important on everything. And I keep telling my listeners, even though when I have agriculture people on, even if you're not down on the farm, it all affects you. And you put it all together as consumers and how powerful the American consumer is. And we have the power to turn things around. And I'm going to kind of let you take it from there. You actually mentioned something yesterday about patriotic spending, but let's get back on this. How can we bring this manufacturing home? And I'm so glad that President Trump has put these tariffs back in place. And I noticed during this pandemic, he's having to lift some of these crazy restrictions that take forever to get things approved so we can get through here and get things done and get people taken care of right away. So I'm going to turn that part over to you. You can start anywhere you want.
So one of the phrases we like to use, kind of a catchphrase, is that the power of change is in our pockets.
Mm.
So as we go forward and as we spend money, especially the stimulus money that's coming, it's incredibly important that we not go to our favorite box store, big box store, and buy a product made elsewhere. Because if we take those dollars and we buy a product that's made from some another country, we're actually stimulating the economy of that other country. We are not stimulating our economy. So the idea is, and I'm writing a book called Circle Economics, how money goes in a circle, and it's how that money is spent the second, third, fourth, and fifth time that actually has the real benefit. That's the multiplier effect of money. So if you, you take it and spend it on an American-made product or spend it locally with a local company, a local restaurant, the money gets circulated more times and touches more people and benefits more people with the same dollar. The same dollar benefits more people. So the same dollar spent once a week turns into $52 if it's spent once a week. So that's the multiplier effect of money. And you mentioned it earlier, when we buy that foreign-made product, that money leaves the country and we lose the benefit of that dollar circulating within our economy. So we have to really truly understand that we have a responsibility, each of us as patriots, have a responsibility to take those American dollars, spend them on American-made products to save American jobs, ultimately saving America itself and our way of life. So dollars are power. We have given, if you think we have sovereignty in this country, you're mistaken. Our sovereignty is lost. We are so dependent on other countries right now for pharmaceuticals, our medical needs, and it's very evident. If there's anything that comes out of this that's going to be a benefit, it's an awakening that we're having that our sovereignty is no longer in this country. The challenge now is to get it back. And the only way to get it back is to create demand. So we, the medical community, consumers, the government, we must demand or require ourselves to pay a little more to look for, seek out, and purchase American-made products. Because if we don't, we learn nothing. There would be no benefit from this pandemic that we have incurred. And so we must not waste this opportunity to take these dollars that the federal government is handing out freely excuse me, and use them in a way that is beneficial for the country, not just for yourself. So think beyond yourself and how you plan to spend that money. And many times it's going to be used on rent, going to be used on food, and those kind of things. That's ultimately very important. But there's a number of the population, such as the seniors, who are not necessarily in financial straits. There's a lot of those on welfare that are not necessarily in financial straits. But those people need to really understand, and that those groups need to understand that there's a lot of excess money that's going to be floating around, and it's disposable income for them. And so how they spend that disposable income is going to be important. And that's the stimulus part. That's the idea, is to create disposable income. Everybody can get back, and you're jump-starting the economy back. But just the last time we had a stimulus, a lot of that money went to the big box stores, and it had very little effect. It boosted China. It boosted.
I was going to say, we don't want to stimulate China.
That's exactly right. So we have different motivation this time, and hopefully, on the .org side, we're in the process of seeking some public funds, and we take private donations as well. The fund, what we call PSAs. And the PSAs we're going to push out all over public service announcements, over all forms of media, to try and encourage people for whatever, and we have a number of motivations to help them understand that origin matters. And the one of them is that obviously, which I stated earlier, was that it's your patriotic duty and how to spend that money saves jobs. Beyond that, the United States is the most environmentally friendly country producer in the world. The rest of the world, for the most part, it's outside of Europe, does not care about environmental regulations or caring about the environment. They also have human rights violations that are horrendous. And so when you buy a foreign-made product, you're actually funding climate change, you're funding human rights issues. So there are a number of motivations, depending on your age group and what your beliefs are, as that will stimulate people to spend their dollars in a way that benefits this country. So, and strengthens this country. So our job is to push that messaging out, create it, push it, direct it, put it in the hands of the right people, get them to it. And we want to do a really high profile, something like Smokey the Bear or Say No to Drugs. We want it to be a very common phrase. But the patriotic spending you mentioned earlier, that we want that to be a very common phrase. I'm a patriotic spender. You know, maybe that's a bumper sticker. And
that
help them to understand
good.
That the power of change is in their pocket.
It is, and you know, it's been difficult. I've been trying to bring as many American-made products and companies to my listeners as I possibly can, and even put a few on my website. I need to do a better job. I need to increase it. But, you know, it's something that, you know, when Bill Bullard talks about it, we're talking about the food industry. You know, we don't know what's in that food when it comes over here, and they wanted to remove, and they did, they removed it. It was there, and they took it out on that country of origin labeling for the meat. And that should have awakened the people. And here we have a pandemic because we have too much going on with China, and China doesn't care what they take to other countries. That's obvious. And, you know, they were talking about the masks and not wearing the mask and wearing the masks, and they show everybody in China they're all wearing the mask. Why aren't we? They wear their masks all the time in China because, like you mentioned earlier, they have the filthiest, dirtiest air anywhere. I had a son over there as missionary for a short time, and they took their three-year-old with them, and they said, we wouldn't even let her go out. There were some days it was just so bad, they wouldn't even let her go out. And they were there with an orphanage helping with medical needs there. And it's something that the American people need to wake up. We are the cleanest nation, and we are the most productive nation if we're allowed to produce. And we're the ones who can make the change. Right there. There we go. The power of change is in our pocket. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, also made in America. We're right here, made in America. I couldn't be made anywhere else. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Don Buckner. We're talking about Made America, how we can change things in America. If there's anything that has awakened us like this, that this pandemic has done it. Because all of a sudden we realize, and we've got China over there threatening not to send us our medications when we're in a pandemic. And so they're holding the purse strings. They're holding the apron strings. They're holding everything. And we are not, as he said, sovereign. We are not independent. I always like to joke about Independence Day as everybody's receiving their checks and and we're not paying attention to that. We're not really independent anymore because we're not relying on one another. And you know, that's another thing, being prepared. You know, I saw an article today, Dawn, that says we're all preppers today. Well, now we're all preppers. We all made fun of the preppers, but now we're all wanting to be preppers. But bringing America home is number one important to turning things around, is Made in America. How can we change the pharmaceutical business? How can we get that done? And can that happen quickly? I think some other things will come back quickly, but can that happen quickly?
So it's a process. So it took us 20 years to get here. But it's going to take a while to turn it back around. It's a big ship. We got to turn this ship around. And again, it goes back to the consumer and who buys the product. So look at the medical industry, for instance. There are three major co-ops that buy 90% of the medical supplies and the meds for the country. Buy all the everything comes through those three companies. They control, they dictate, they need to determine, make policy, have policy in place that they will give preference where possible, regardless of price, of U.S. made products. And that's the challenge. The Chinese are really, really smart. So we have story after story of buyers sent money in advance of orders. And China would send a buyer money and say, here's You don't have to buy from us, but here, at least look at our products. And, of course, the products are half price, and it's generally government subsidized. So there's payola going on at a very high level. And so they understand how to win orders, and all you have to do is win the pockets of the buyers. It's not uncommon to see payola going on, and that has to stop. That has to completely stop. It has to actually be illegal. It's not in many cases. They're benefiting themselves, and they may even be benefiting the company to some degree. They're called kickbacks. But those things have to stop. So you got these co-ops that are in charge of buying 90% of the medical supplies, and the degradation has happened over time, and that's how we wound up in the position we're in. And so consequently, we got to turn it around. So those, like I said, they have to create policies. The U.S. government, especially the DOD and the VA, need to create a policy that says it's America first, period. And we need to buy American-made products, because if you don't have buyers for production, production will cease. And that's exactly what happened. I think I told you a quick story yesterday about Smithfield. Smithfield is the largest pork producer in the world. Yes. They were bought by a Chinese company several years ago, not that long ago, actually. And the reason, well, part of the motivation for this Chinese company to buy Smithfield, where you get your bacon and your sausage and so forth, is that there's over 200 products that are derived from swine for the medical industry. So things like insulin and blood pressure and all these different things are derived from swine, or key components are. And so we have to understand that there's motivations for the acquisitions of some of these companies that are actually quite devious. And we have to be aware of those things and make sure that we control and stop and have the ability to protect our sovereignty, because it's under threat right now. And like I said earlier, we've lost it. We got to figure out how to get it back. We also have to defend the little bit that we have left.
You know, there's a meatpacking plant right here in California, Missouri. It's family-owned. It's Burger Smokehouse. And I interviewed one of them here, it's been a year ago, I think, last year sometime, when I had Philip Burger in here. And I told him, I said, I only promote Made in America. I love Burger Smokehouse bacon. It's the best bacon you ever had, Don, if you like bacon.
I do.
And I don't know too many that don't like bacon. I highly recommend, crazy people, I highly recommend the peppered bacon. And, but I asked him, I said, where do you get your hams? Because they're known for their cured hams. They get everything right here in the USA. So they are definitely made in America. I'll send you their website. You're going to want to order some stuff from Burger Smokehouse. And then you let them know Beth Ann sent you. But they're local right here. I even worked for them for a short time years ago doing temporary work. I've done about everything. And good people. Good people. Good Christian, local. They take care of the families, and they're just good people. Burger Smokehouse. I'll send you their link. But best bacon ever. But it's right here. And, people know that when you talk about your food, you've got farmers somewhere around. Everybody knows a farmer somewhere, and you can get local. You can get the food local. You can have it processed locally. You don't have to buy that stuff that comes from overseas. And the organic, that's most of that's local. But that's why the labels are so important, because the consumers make the difference, and they are the ones that will bring America home. I'm really excited about things getting turned around, even though I realize it's going to be slow, it's going to be painful. But I see opportunities. And do you see it that way, Don?
We have to. Otherwise, we might as well go sit in the corner and curl up and cry.
Cry. Fetal position cry.
Have to. That's all that's left, right? So we have to live on hope. We live on the promise of hope, and live on the promise that this country can bounce back. We are a very, very resilient group. Of people. We have the highest level of freedom in the world, and we enjoy that freedom. And we need to understand that also the other thing we need to understand is some of that freedom's under threat. So a lot of these local leaders have come to understand that they have the ability and the power to put people in their homes. So I'm very concerned that some of our rights are under threat. The First Amendment guarantees the right to assemble, and that right now that amendment is being violated, or that is being violated. So not that I'm against what's happening, but I just want to make sure that that is not a pattern that continues, and that they're starting to put allocations, they're blocking roads, they're stopping people at state lines. Those are very scary things that happened in other
arresting pastors.
Arresting pastors. There's a lot for what's perceived to be against the law. Well, that's not necessarily the case. So there's a lot of this, I think, that's going to get settled out in the Supreme Court as we go forward, which is going to be interesting to see how that all settles out. But one of the things that now we could look at a benefit is that, if anything, is the abortion clinics may be shut down or slowing down and killing less babies. So I think that could be also viewed as a benefit. So there are some bright points in this, and we just have to make sure we identify those. History is the only way to look back and see whether or not this was a success.
And as Franklin Graham said the other night, we have hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ. Folks, it won't happen in the snap of your fingers, but you hang on to that and you pray with your family. And, you know, God will not leave us. He has promised it. And He will help us, Dawn, as you know, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?